Sivya Sarama Vira Thank you. So at that time, if we check ourselves, you know, where we are, then we will know that we are in a gathering to listen to the teachings.
Wana nga chu je san le ja wana chu sing de kan de chi che go re sa lo so na chu sing de gang ja go re si ta chi.
So we are at the place where we going to practice, and you know, practice means, you know, to meditate or to get familiarized with.
Una ganjo guwe na ni ganjo si de che guwe de ni de shi bi ta da le ni nge de ni ni chue shi gu ye da wo de chi nge pa de go ro la da le de.
So if we want to meditate, then you know we need to know how to meditate. So that kind of, you know, motivation or attitude is necessary.
And
And in the Buddhist practice, there are different practice. Some are for the individual, liberation, and some are, practice, for ourselves as well as for the sake of all sentient beings.
Then she was saying that the thought to Jenny Chesumar spent the Tantaran Chiumbatanji, Sendela Chiumbasan with the majority. Ni Joan Dennis on the Zobi Sanji commencing the matter, but ending at ambitious in the Yanaching is singing better part. The thought about Jagger Send Sundua.
So, what we are going to do here is practice that benefit ourselves and as well as for the infinite sentient beings. So, before we begin our practice, we bear in mind that, immediate result or the expectation of the result, there would be a failure. So what we need is we need to have a patience that, from now on until, we attain Buddhahood, it may take, many lifetimes, or it may take eons, who knows, it depends on our practice. So we need that kind of, far-sighted, not immediate, expectations.
So,
if we consider ourselves as a, Dharma practitioner, then, what we need to, obtain or, achieve is that, when we arrive at the end of our life, then, at that time, we are, embracing the next life with joyfully.
So then with the couple in a Susuki Chukala in it, same day, Javala Tayundi, Nikanje, Jupa Maji, Meva, Nachi, Tachi Oshimando, Tajem, Joma Sosangi, Ni, Dinsus, Shuiki, Menayata, Rani Ranila, Jup Mugua, Sanji, Jotu, Monetone, and then also Chego, Sarilada. That said, they'll trade cheapy, but Kesun Rochi, they mean.
So people like us, that kind of, achievement is hard. But at least for us, like us, when, we are dying at that time, at least we have no any regrets. Looking back in our life, at least we can do that. We don't have any regrets that, we have done, we have practiced, as much as we can, that kind of, sense of confidence. To gain that kind of thing is important because, we got the opportunity to meet the Dharma and consider ourselves as our practitioner. So that kind of, practice that, when that critical time, only our practice will, able to help us or benefit us. So, that kind of wholesome practice, we got the opportunity to listen, so we try to shape our motivation in that way, and we try to do a brief meditation on our motivation. So with this good motivation, we are going to listen to the Lama Rim teaching, which trace back to the historical Buddha Shakyamuni himself, and then to the India, and then come to Tibet, and then compose the this Lama Rim text by Lama Tsongkhapa. So in generally, the practice which possess the three greatness, that means that, first the practice should be taught by Buddha Shakyamuni, and then later, all the great Indian masters, checked and, analyzed that if there is any, if there happen any pollutions or mistakes like that, and clear by the Indian masters, and then at the end the practitioner put the practice into practice and gain the, unmistaken realizations. So if, that kind of practice is considered as authentic, unmistaken, and that kind of practice possess the three greatness like mentioned in Lamre.
Tendrugi chujinye sone rani gi chute pa ma lone chugi rani tsilhaya yin toba ye mare so do.
So if we able to find that kind of practice, then if we ourselves don't deceive Dharma, that practice, then practice itself cannot deceive the practitioner.
Hence, when we choose to be that in that, when we choose to run it, that pento je ye choose in that, when we choose to do that, choose to carry a couple of shoes in that, when we choose to do that, when we choose to do that, when we choose to do that.
So even though practice is so great, but we don't realize that it is solely benefit for ourselves. We forgot that, and we consider the practice means so hard, and when you practice you're gonna be so miserable, like that. That is why we are we are in that kind of situation.
Penanen ba tsoje jin so na ni me kro ka se khati yin so na ko mi so na thong gu du sha ju che gu du ko nepal pali jin me ju che de tese gi tsa che wa che gu du ko che se chen ka le jo gu du ala ma so te na gi chu ju chen se so na pa nepal tu chang de ngo su cha de ro wa sa.
So likewise, if somebody is really ill, then he know the benefit of his medication and surgeries or whatever, he know that will benefit him, then the patient will endure all the hardships or pains, or even the medication is so bitter, he don't mind it, he will tolerate and use it. So Dharma practice also like that, in terms of Dharma language, we are really very ill. So in order to cure that, we need to practice hard, and we need to give up lot of fun things or luxuries or whatever.
Dang also gonshi ba se chu de ni sai sa che je ye bin no ge ni sa che je pa te ba na de de wa sa ga.
So what we are doing today is, out of the four chapters, we are at the last chapter, we are going through the last chapter.
Saji Jebadilan, Nanga Cheshu de Karadas, Longe Tawashini, Timbi Sissing, Timbas.
So the last chapter's main theme is, point is, the root of the path is to reliance on the spiritual master or guru.
Ni shenhe de tene kare che gur se de shenhe de tene ni la la ho gur se de ni ni pa de sa wa de ja ne ni kar sa ga tang zo de 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 se gur ha ka che ka je tene che le wa nge kala de sa ne ga ro gu se de wo chi ni shenhe de tene ni zo bi sang je ji ko mo le ro ye la la ho gur se de ni sa che ni sa che ji bi ni pa de yu ro la de ji pa le ni ye bi ni pa de.
So first is the part, the second part of the, you know, last chapter is that once you reliance on your guru, then what you have to do is you have to, you know, you have to train the mind, you know, through that, you know, you will lead, you know, to a Buddhahood or enlightenment. That is what you do after you find a guru.
Tashini tensilo ne kanje che guru sa sona ko tanta do lo sa ne pena chong sin do de de temba sen de la ni ngo dang lo do ga ba sa ngo sen ni gang kanje ja guru res ni gang de ne ja guru se de ni ko la lo do chi ji ni gang jo sona yin chi mi jin jo ga chi kon do guru ma de che ga che sona ni gang de thu do guru sen ni do ba yin de ga so gi de la lo do ga ba sa ka tu yo res la ta ta.
So then the first chapter, it says, you know, how to, you know, how to reliance on the guru, the, you know, method or the techniques, you know, are revealed. And, you know, and then it means to meditate on the reliance on the guru. So, you know, when you meditate, then, you know, to dispel the misconceptions, like, you know, you need to do only, you know, stabilizing meditation. You don't need analytical meditation. So, you know, some thought that way. So, and, you know, it clarifies that, you know, you need the analytical meditation as well as the, you know, stabilizing meditation both.
Also, Ganjo said in the Chagan, the Jogan, you have a chef between Roger Salad, Alan also, Tanda, Larichamipa, Jenda Loto, Gaton, Chef, Sundi, Jeromuchi Lula, San Diego, Takanja, Larin, Yan, Changet, Yina, Gana, Chagan, the Jogan, you got some rich and you.
So if we consider ourselves as a Lamrim practitioner, then, you know, in Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition, you know, the practitioner need both the analytical and the stabilizing meditation, both, you know, in union or alternate.
Tadi cerita kasih ngosong desi ni mana ngosong desi jauh sana. Tadi lohi cerita drawing sana.
So we talked that, you know, 2-3 days before. So now we will go through the text. If we really, you know, taking keen interest in this, subjects, then, you know, we will find that, you know, analytical meditation is very important, and as well as there are many, you know, testimonies, and as well as, you know, scriptural authorizations for that technique.
So dāche tēmbā kōrāngi sēji dāyī sēji dā sōmā nā yīn chōng chōng chēne. Jī rō tō tē tā kātsu chōy tē tē shōng lō rē sē jā mā shā wā chē. Nī shō nī kā nē chē bā chēne, nī jē bī jāb tēn lā, jī sēn jāb tēn chēne rō ngē chōng chōng rē lā tā kā dē yī nā.
So, you know, in Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching is always, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa make it clear, you know, he don't just, you know, write down and, you know, without any ground of, you know, reasoning or, you know, a testimony by a great Indian masters, you know, like that. So, you know, so whatever the Lama Tsongkhapa's writing are very clear, and you know, Lama Tsongkhapa himself do a lot of research, lot of you know, analysis, and then you know, establish it very clear, make it very clear. It is the unique writing of the Lama Tsongkhapa.
Then, as a person, Kepa, then again, that's a mumbot and the Toma any Kajituti Shoyen on the Jeromuch and Katon, any Shuma Jeromuch and Jumla, any Shizach and Jerry, any Chis Shaba Ping at the Mombucho or Salada, Rizma to Chuluno.
So, in old days, there are many, you know, scholars that, you know, at the beginning, you know, they kind of, you know, criticize Lama Tsongkhapa and don't like Lama Tsongkhapa, and, you know, because of the bias thoughts or whatever the reason, then later on, those scholars, you know, see the Lama Tsongkhapa's writing, and you know, they realize, you know, his knowledge, wisdom, and so on. Then they really, you know, confess all those things and become a you know, true disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa's.
Lapa de Jura Mochi Junda de Sanjay, no joy in a kepa to say Nai Jen, then I must gentle a gang into the gentle mooch, the gentle tone of Gabuchi and Nai. Giza Nai Jen Sonja, kepa no joy in it to say any Nai Gentacha was Nagi Pedian Sonja.
And also Lama Tsongkhapa said that, you know, when we know the intents of the Buddha, then, you know, we will have a deep admiration for the teaching of for the Buddha. So, and as well as, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's writing are said to be the heir ornament of the, you know, great scholars.
Yangs, got the money toy, tell a tiny job at us. Shanchu just sent a shindu last of Shobang once our Tamakundu chin, Tedali and Dodo maybe. Tepa the Dimba, Zumba now, Jejas and Roa, Tanji Jang, Soso to be Shirajis, Soro to turn a shin, Gomba, Connor, Ralin Bears, Lord and Demba Naji, Sundela, Jinji, Joe, Minibing, Nibatang, Showers, Tepa.
So we read through the text now. We are in 113 at the last, you know, paragraph or whatever. So furthermore, by using discerning wisdoms to conduct analytical meditation on the meaning of the scriptures, you understand the many attributes of the good qualities of the three jewels and the like, and you then greatly increase the faith associated with these attributes extra. Also, once you have used analytical meditation to comprehend the many faults of the cyclic existence, you develop great disgust for the disenchantments with cyclic existence, and you then see the benefit of liberation from many perspectives. So you then diligently seek liberations. Using this meditation, you even fathom the spirits of the enlightenment and many wondrous activities of the six perfections and so on. This greatly increases your irreversible faith, aspirations, and joyous perseverance. As all of this is based exclusively on the use of discerning wisdoms in order to conduct analytical meditation on the meaning of the scriptures, the intelligence should in this manner bring about such certainty that other cannot sway them away from it.
Jidang shirao singi di yila jiba jibi chani shirao sila gili la dali. Jidang gansu shirao mingi jiyo yo mara yinayi ku shirao zhomo zonsete. Tanda susu tobi shirao singi di ni zuwa yila jiba juje chi yini loji ki mingi di sila da.
So, you know, we all have a wisdom. Here it says discerning wisdom. Discerning wisdom means that, you know, the wisdom that analyze the object. So like mentioned here, you know, wondrous activities of the six perfections and so on, the, you know, with, you know, if you have a discerning wisdom, you know, it really, you know, make you irreversible faith, aspirations, and joyous perseverance. Mm-hmm.
Jado susu tu bi shirao singi di bina miin dhawu jire lada. Miin miin na longa yi sachi keki lego marwa asa lada, jidang dhunga zho.
So this discerning wisdom here it says is like a eye to see the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you know if you don't have that, you know you can see nothing.
Mazho bina pe yam jen riyo rao bina mota di tani kiyana mazho da sacha rinpo chi le hego kamba jen rogo ya zho. Miin miin ngay jina piki talan zho na jin.
So if we don't have this kind of wisdom, then there's no way we can attain Buddhahood. It is like, you know, blind man, you know, cannot reach anywhere, you know, by walking, something like that.
Ini syarat pasien dilihat so, ini jenis mitan tempat cik ini kawan rosak rondo ya sebagai contohnya sampai dalam syarat pasien cikir sendal so yang sendal ada.
So Buddha Shakyamuni himself said that you know the above of five perfections, generosity and so on are blind, you know. If you don't have the you know discerning wisdoms. So the wisdom is like a eye or, you know, of a practitioner to perfect all those, you know, perfections practice.
Mm-hmm. shede chana mipa chile tse chibi dingin zin chi gyesun chewe se dingin zin tenpo mendubo she sero se
We read through the text. Those with a small, very small understanding on how to meditate might say the following. If you do too much analysis with discernments and sustain that in meditation, you will hinder your concentration, which is one pointed upon a single object of meditation. So you will not achieve firm concentration.
Sen mipa chila chitan dendu de shabe chubi tingin zing hama ruba sadu rubi tsena mipa tamala shena techewa minje yes te ma ruba tu te rubi gongala yoga nini shawo shesena ne koja gichan deba yela asa te tabi tingin zi te rubi haru tu shiga mana tingin zi te yu gyesun dena ne dingin zi dhulu shinta chenpi gongde ne sheba tene magowa se de esa.
So, reply for that, you know, kind of, you know, comment or the arguments, the reply is, I will explain this. Concentration allows you to willfully fix your attention on any single object of meditation. If you have not already achieved such a concentration, then this concentration will not develop. If you attempt to achieve it for the first time while analyzing many objects, therefore, simply do stabilizing meditation to achieve concentration until you attain it. If this is what you mean by your clump, then I agree. However, you might assert that if you do too much analytical meditation prior to achieving concentration, you hinder your concentration. If this is the case, then it is clear that you do not understand the way to achieve concentrations as it is explained in the commentaries of the great trailblazers. So, like mentioned here, to achieve the single pointed, meditation, then whatever your argument above there is true, you gotta be, concentrate on the chosen objects, whatever the body of the Buddha Shakyamuni. So you need to concentrate single pointedly on that chosen object. If you do many analytical things, then you will have a hard time to attain single pointed meditations, concentrations.
Bina tundri ki sanji ji gola bina yogam maje bin haro to yini jiga jiya rogo maare sa lao suna shinta chimbi yung gandang tingu maare gandang gawa chagare yi suna.
So before doing the single pointed meditation, without doing analytical meditation, if you meant by that whatever I mentioned here, then it would be really, contradict with, all those great Indian masters.
Bien, 세당 유네스 가와 케베 양당 양데 메시신스 양당 양도 추주네 드마단 니마 탄지 양데 신도 녜신 레스롱원 주베 주베스 텐네 나젠라 수비 젠차 쭌던데도 제베 초바 젠더스 몰라 니모다 니이 니모바다 니셔 나 니셔 나라스 나빌 렌데당 코이 니미 감발라 수비 꺼내시오 따스 수소도 비 싫어지 대다기 님이 양당 양도 간데 세계도 동안 지어다 조안 지위 이 이제 세 메세 바젠도 나쇼나 레스 마 파사 나쇼 나 레이 레치 이심 쇼바 지시 시자 시진스 주마다 주마대다 장라스 신예지 인데 당 된조 된치와다 Gonchu Songe in the Gabi Lendeta, Chanchu sent a pen loss of the Gone Jonata, Soso to be Sheroji, Tedagi in the Yandan Gamba, the Saint Leban Joan, Joatansa, Joas, Ale Tawanji, Yishiji, Se Chuata, Gasho Nala, Yi Mutu Shobata, Gawashene, Gayu Chuji, Saint Leba Shed was, Tedajana Shala Kondu Bandeva, Tela Yi Deba. Sewa me ban jubi, teta bi shiga ni me tobi tingenzi jubi, to choji imbi shiro osa, te pato lola.
We read through the text, you know, the analogy here, giving the analogy. For example, when you skilled smith, when a skilled smith repeatedly burns a gold and silver in a fire and repeatedly washes them in water. They are purified of all their defilements and residues. The gold and the silver then become very soft and palleable. Hence, they are ready to be transformed into whatever ornaments you want, such as earrings. Likewise, you initially use your discerning wisdom to meditate repeatedly on faults such as afflictions, the secondary afflictions, karmic effects of wrongdoings, and the fault of cyclic existence according to their order in scriptures. This makes you completely displeased or disenchanted. By bringing this to mind, you turn away from the group of non-virtuous things and clear away these defilements like burning gold in fire. Next, you use your discerning wisdoms to meditate repeatedly on good qualities such as the good qualities of the teachers, the great importance of the leisure and opportunity, good qualities of the three jewels, virtuous karma and its effects, and benefit of the spirit of enlightenment. Again, according to their order in scripture, this causes the mind to become moist or clear, like washing gold in water. Bringing this to mind directs the mind toward the virtuous group of phenomena, causes delights, and then moistens the mind with virtue. Once this happens, focus your mind on what you want to achieve, either meditative serenity or insight, and you will accomplish it without difficulties. Therefore, such analytical meditation is the superior method for achieving non-decrusive concentration.
Gawan gawa kipi laman gashi kiyas, gangi tse se rang ngin shi yis, jumatang ni minra, jumatang si, himatang ji jang yi shi ras, duyu duyu si me si xin, chu chu ni, jen te tang te ta du, xiawa nye xin, le su rung yi, cui ji ngu sung du xie de, xie ban jo de yis, de lang gawan gayi laman kipa te tang tun bi yis, zo xie ba de, Gashi ji jin ji namba jindyo ba te jiwa shi ba te jindyo. Nenjo bie jang ansa, kangi tse sen de nasen la su bi trima dang nima la mishu ba nyi ji jiwa shi la.
nyamo ba chenje yi me dewa la me shoba nyi dans ge yi shola ngo ba gawa la ngo tu shoba nyi je ngo ba gawa sienas nyojo ba des sen de sene je sho sa la tong ge sho gan dang gan da la nge ba jawa she ba te dan te da la shin de nye ba jawa ta shin de nyojo ma re ne de nyojo shin de Nedun beba dan meyawa dan mugyuban jishinsa. Jeta sambi tun teta tun yang taban zubi shir roa yang juro shi son so asa.
So this is the theme, you know, the scripture authorization which stayed by Asanga. In the same way the noble being Asanga says, for example, in order for smith or their skilled apprentice to purify silver or gold of all defilements and impurities, they burn it in fire and wash it in water. By doing this, they understand that they can make it into this or that ornament by ways of their service abilities and palabilities. Then those who know the appropriate craft, the smiths and their skilled apprentices, use the smith tools to transform the metal into whatever kind of ornaments they want. Likewise, yogis and the yoginis become disenchanted by simply not turning their mind toward any impurities or defilements, such as covetousness. They create delight simply by not turning toward the unhappiness of the afflicted mind and by being inclined toward joy in the group of virtues. Then they do this, their mind become linked to and calmly settled upon. Without fluctuation or movements, the object to which they apply them within the scope of serenity or insights. They then can use their mind to properly attain whatever objective for which they aim. So like mentioned here, you know, the skilled smith, you know, they burn, wash their silver and gold, so it become really flexible. So like, you know, goldsmith do with the gold, yogis do the same thing with their, you know, mind. You know, they purify the impurities, defilements, and all those, you know, contaminated things. And then, you know, then they turn the mind, become their mind calm and, you know, then they focus on the chosen object to achieve the single-pointed mind. So we read through the text again. Laxity and the excitements are the true principle conditions that are unfavorable for attaining a concentration within the mind, steadfastly stay upon one object of meditation.
Delas Kunchola Subin, then told you lost shoot all a gin ring or yana, she wants you to bashin the lattes. D. Nibony, then told you going and sent Saint Joba Yimba, said then to me soon be sure of.
So with rest, we read again, with respect to this, if you have a very forceful and long-lasting awareness of the good qualities of the three jewels and the like, you will easily eliminate laxity. We read again, many authorities state that a remedy for laxity is uplifting the mind by means of seeing good qualities. Likewise, if you have a very forceful and long-lasting awareness of the fault of impermanence, suffering, and the like, you will easily eliminate excitements.
This is the Alan was looking penna. What's a penna? She me pondered with a gondo with Tessie Gijana and Saint Mipala Chi. Get you on the network woman to take courage and cherries, law in a salad.
So we read through the text again. Many scriptures say that disenchantment is praised as the remedy for excitement because excitement is a mental distraction involving attachment. So, you know, when we try to meditate, we cannot hold our mind to the chosen object, even for a moment, you know. Why is that so is?
Then the chosen canoe machine, Mandavogen, and then a man to coach in Demirina, Mipachila Jin Degum to Salada.
So, Rinpoche is not sure about, you know, us, but for him, you know, when he tried to meditate for a one rosary of mani mantra, Rinpoche cannot able to concentrate single pointedly even for that moment.
So,
you know, when Rinpoche is doing one rosary, you know, one mala, you know, mani mantra, at that time, you know, if somebody has a clairvoyance and see, you know, Rinpoche's, what Rinpoche's mind is going through, then, you know, there is a infinite, you know, activities happening in Rinpoche's mind. So, you know, maybe Rinpoche's mind is going to Tibet, India, in America, and meeting some people, going for shoppings. And, you know, it's totally chaos and crazy. So what is the fault of all this cause to, you know, wander the mind is either it is a laxity or either is a, you know, excitements.
Do you know Gitanji? Some better Shulopa Moja and Rodite Gopi on your door, Goba.
So, you know, wandering the mind outside the chosen meditation object is because of the, you know, excitements.
So,
you So these two mental, laxity and mental destruction, mental excitements. So laxity, mental laxity is like, a person is in a deep or, intense lethargy. So, cannot able to do anything, no any energies like that. And the excitement is like a really, strong and full of activities like a crazy person.
Bene zupo bede nyotan do chi chan chi chipon do chi chan nyotan do chi chan jin gi chu tan ni ma dong chi chi de yue do la da de xiang ai yong yong wo.
So sometimes we feel like that, we are so lethargy and feel so, no energy like that, because that happens because it caused by the lethargy, laxity. Some meditator, they cannot able to distinguish the, deep single-pointed meditation and the laxity. So, they remain in laxity for a long time. They think they are in a good meditation. So about this laxity and mental excitement, it will elaborate later on the chapter.
Wana shiwa sange de yong sona ani khatu kole nye bo khare den gurisa sona ani kunjo sona so be ye ni thaba da ani sanje je ni ye den den ru gi sona don ni sen la ta da sen la ji zhuang nang de bo ji le gu do ya ji yong yong de ji yong cha de ji.
So when we doing a single pointed meditation on the chosen object at that time, if the laxity happens, then the immediate, antidote is like, reflecting on the good qualities of the three jewels and so on, that will uplift our mind. So uplifting the mind is, like gaining a confidence, or or lightening our mind. So in order to get that, we need to reflect on the on whatever mentioned here. So, for example, like, some kids are so lazy and, they are in laxity. And when they call for their favorite sport, then they are really uplifted, immediately. And, they have a confidence in their, favorite sports. So, they become so active, you know, immediately.
Gopa sengi te ki nimi te tawe te ini mata pa te dungi ala su sana tone ini sen la pena trila te le gorila te pena nga zo pena te ki sen la karis pen gorila sa sona sen la trila te le gorila nga zo leka ten joba chaya shumato te suya te zo ra gudu sewe te tuyanda chenpo te ton tuyanda chenpo te ton ne te suya te zo ra gudu se leka di lenga te pewe te te suya te langso zo ra gudu sona jindu ala te nga ka ki gorila sa sona piki
So when we have our mental excitements, so to overcome that, you know, mental excitements, we need to apply the, you know, awareness of the fault of impermanence and the suffering nature of cyclic existence. So, you know, then it will overcome the, you know, mental excitements, because, you know, it know the, you know, the losing the time, and you know, it realized the urgency to, you know, to practice and overcome those things.
Kuno na sundo a pena choshe shu chambo yongores pena senla chonang da bujle di pena rani dunghe tele chonang tele di rani dunghe tele tanang jibe lot he ogre ani je dunghe tele chonang tele di tele tim hi jil he ogre te gi samba tele chen ma do mendi gi so le chi ko yi shu nde yo do.
So when we know the, you know, aware of, you know, impermanence and the suffering nature of ourself, then, you know, it will, you know, bring a, you know, sense of urgency to meditate. And as well as if we see the suffering nature of others and the impermanent nature of the other sentient beings, then, you know, it will immediately causes to enhance our compassion to our all sentient beings.
Then a koi nimi son sen a joshi hegdi sen ducha chagman, hyoba chagmari, sen shedi chagulada, sen hulu chagri. Then joshi, he just saying that the joshi rani lelevi, somebody don't hang on heavy son is jin marisalada.
So if we are aware of the impermanence and the suffering nature, then, you know, it really don't, you know, let us ourselves down, but rather it will bring peace in our mind. So if we saw the suffering nature of the other sentient beings, then you know it makes us, our mind come down, you know, in a good
way.
And also it will bring a sense of closeness toward that suffering
being.
If we have a sense of closeness toward the other sentient beings, then, you know, we will able to take the responsibilities and as well as voluntarily, you know, working toward that sentient beings, helping toward that sentient beings.
Tintuyi yenge tangle de kuta he sona yini, semba no yi yungon degi mare, rajin kanru yi tanda chewal mbeza chewarisa.
So, you know, if we gain that kind of, you know, responsibilities and, you know, and volunteer, you know, acceptance to work for the suffering nature, then, you know, our mind will not distract for other things than to work for those, you know, those things.
Did you mean Then it's important to cut to the Tanda Kadadu, Telamalan to the Kandu Tane, any money aboard a lot. Kaya Layer on it, sitting in Jumon Boni Sonja do Sondua.
So, you know, so whenever we do the single pointed meditation at that time, we need to know that, you know, the obstacles for that meditation is laxity and mental excitements, and also to overcome these two, you know, hindrance or obstacles, there is a, you know, antidote to apply. You know, these are very important, and these are, you know, effective. And these are reliable, and you know, it mentioned in many practices. So, you know, we really need to keep in mind these important things.
Bena shingyo ni gichyo da se rinji mi chine do ma ngoro su tu jin me tse tse da de ba chi jing ye son yin ji mi ji shingyo gichyo da ko sa la da ka sen ga zon ro du ni son ge shyo la la yin ji mi ji tem ba de xie ye ni ge zen de ro ge su su la da.
So not, and also not only for the meditator, but in our everyday day-to-day, you know, life, you know, this to overcome this laxity and mental excitements is very crucial too. So, you know, like we mentioned earlier, you know, that, you know, how we need to walk, how we need to sit, how we need to sleep, all those things we, you know, we listened before. So, you know, all for all these things, you know, there's always this laxity and excitements are the hindrances. So, you know, to overcome these things at this time also very necessary. So, you know, from beginningless time, you know, we have never, you know, dictate our mind, and our mind, we are under the control of our mind, and our mind is under the control of those, you know, mental defilements. So, you know, when we talk about this kind of practice, then it seems like really far away things. We read through the text again. Therefore, you will easily attain the firm concentration which please the learned to a degree commensurate with your cultivation of the training, beginning with faith in the teacher and ending with the engaged spirit of enlightenment.
Take it under cousin Eloyba. Chetashini Dinsin is a Shanchu, you say, Rajula, Machi, Pato, Kasigini, Penachega, Mawa, Tisit Sanjini, Shumati Pena, Utila, maybe things at the Tender Yungori, Tender Yumba Mazin, Joban Joba Yungori, Sondua.
So, as mentioned before, so you know, beginning with the meditation on the reliance on the teacher. In between, you know, more we, you know, do the analytical meditation, greater the chances to attain the single-pointed, mind.
Del cutting a low invalid, the Masu Ben Churan. No, it's over you, Jonsen, Carol, it's over you, but so Casilla in its over there, Tess on the Tanda Gia Cowada, Tanda the Yancho and Dosala. Only Tonichina, Yanaching and Taharan, which in the Yungo Sarawasa.
So, as Rimbuchi told before, too, that you know, in the monastery's courtyard, when they do the debates, in one subject, more debate, you know, happen. That subject later on is hard to forget, and also, you know, it is very, you know, stabilized in their mind. So, you know, no matter, you know, how long it has been, but it remember very clearly. So likewise, if we do the, you know, in our meditation too, more we do the analytical meditation in such subject, that, you know, subject would be, you know, hard to forget. She chu mount the ship, but a young lady coding Gawans in Biloto in Bisharos. We read through the text again. Not only must you sustain stabilizing meditation after you become free of both excitements and laxity, but you must also sustain analytical meditation. Because of this, the knowledgeable gurus of the lineage that handed down these personal instructions conveyed a clear understanding of whatever object of meditation they transmitted. In order to do this, they first thought over the meaning of the appropriate passage from the, both the sutras and the commentaries in light of their guru's personal instructions. In reaching this presentation with the saying of the former gurus, they comprehensively explained the topic of meditation. They also said that success is more difficult for those who contemplate on their own than for those who transform their mind in a classroom. Where those who know how to explain the teaching do so for those who know how to listen. This statement is excellent and true. Therefore, it is improper to say, now is the time for meditation, and then slowly do a little meditation for the saying, a time for study and reflection and a time for practice, expresses the misconception that extensive explanation of the teaching is not compatible with the context of practice.
Pena ganjo ngi de nyane chenge ji sona ani lamme so yi so yi ganjo hi jo hi chen ro ne ko da ti ji ti ji che de yo lamme ye ni ta me nga se ne lam ji lamma ji be tam ba de so ji da jin ni de le jap te ji lo dong xin dong xi chen na ni mi ba chi xin chi ki ganjo hi jo xi chen ro ko re so do.
So like mentioned here, you know, if you one really want to meditate and one really want to practice, then you know the knowledgeable gurus of the lineage that handed down their personal instructions, you know, and meditate on it, and it is reinforced by the, you know, scriptural authorizations and also the testimonies of, you know, masters, you know, doing that. Really, you know, is a practical practice to do.
I'm going to say that. Then, the chief thing is, the new thing is, the song, and the chief is, the song, and 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 the song.
So as mentioned here, you know, where those who know how to explain the teaching to do so for those who know how to listen. This statement is excellent and true, you know. A place like this, if one know how to explain and one how to know to listen, then, you know, there will be a, you know, chances to mature the, you know, disciple's mind and may gain realizations. Other than that, you know, I'm going to do a single-pointed meditation, concentration, and go in a remote place and, you know, meditate, you know, like that. It will be little
contradict with the teaching.
So like the, you know, the master, Tibetan master, Jizun Sherab Singhi, one of the, you know, hot disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa. So, you know, Jizun Sherab Singhi obtained the realization of, you know, middle way in a Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching audience.
Not only,
Jizun Sherab Singhi, there are many, you know, legends or stories that, you know, many masters has obtained the realizations in the teaching courtyard.
맞죠? 또 봐서 괜히 이거 맞았다는 거지. 출신의 지시에, 신의 지시에서는, 땡근에 레샤상에 대치도 용어로 갈라다, 뺀. 도착을 보면 뭐 티투구로 왔다, 그지. 티바도 용어로 왔다.
So, maybe for us, we cannot able to gain any realizations, but you know, if we know how to listen and how to explain, then you know, we might have gain a full convictions, or you know, it really clarifies our understanding.
당가 수준 최소의 가르사 안된도와 변에 다리 미비꺼 인세네 이는 무자를 미바시 아니 대 변에 로전 제비 뒤에 대지 변에 양래 제비 뒤에서는 가지 어떻게 등리기 뒤 가간지네 등리지에 이는 로도 수천부 수유증아 변에 알리에서라다 천원송라 예제래 당가지 강지 천대에 대수지 말하나 뒤지 간대제에 양래 예비 소리지 다른 거 출로에 대 양래 예비 소리 나와진 고구매라든가.
So for us, you know, there is a misconception mentioned here, you know, we distinguish the times like now is for the meditation, now is for the, you know, practice, and now is for the study, you know, we divide our time for this kind of things, and at the end, you know, we have nothing, you know, achievements. That is the big, you know, mistakes in our practice.
Pichu tere jinga sa chi kangkali yujere la da pya, chi kesi, chi gandu chi jago yene miba chetsa chetsa chenen roshya yi chi ma do, chi ngare pene chwe shi ya da pangandu ni anto, yun tu ni miti ni, ni chi ko, chang debi ni gore, chang ma debi ni gore, chu chu ma debi ni,
So, you know, we cannot able to, you know, able to continue our practice in 24 hours. You know, we cannot do the meditation in 24 hours, you know, all the time. You know, we distinguish, oh, morning we do a meditation and you know, then read the, you know, recitations and recite the mantras and so on. So, you know, that is why, you know, we are not making any progress. So, you know, if we, you know, practice genuinely, you know, forcefully, then, you know, such as we practice on the reliance on the, you know, Guru, then, you know, we always, you know, hold in our mind the reliance on the Guru. So never apart our mind from that, you know, subject. You know, continuously, you know, all the time, you know, no matter what we are doing, you know, part of our mind is attached, you know, there in our practice.
Because I talk Kangala Rangi, Kangala Chul, Tetsi, Tenu, the Jay, and the Bandoyana, and when I took the Hada Talji here, the world, Kanshi, Hada Shi, but Denila, Mamma, and Doja, Yansan, Solo, Yansan, Lord, could tell Qua Kang Hilichi, could they turn on the Pengola, the Gans and the Yanes and the Tendrizendola.
So, you know, if we really, you know, try to, you know, want to make progress in our practice, then, you know, whatever we listen in Saturday, you know, we go home, and whenever we have a time, you know, try to read through the, you know, through the book and contemplate on it and try to gain some, you know, clear understanding about it, and then, you know, put into meditation, you know, that will be, you know, really helpful to make a progress.
뱅어소 쇼기니 소스는 로토그만도 아니 말을 쇼그레레 쓰만던 로고 말이 되니 말을 로테 코치 간데레 지탄나나 오늘 돈 바차 자그리 로톤 되네 돌아데 쉐진 로톤
And we cannot cover a whole lot in one Saturday, so maybe it will be 2 pages or, you know, 1 page or 3 pages, not a whole lot. So, it won't take a long time to review. So, you know, the real, you know, practice would be, you know, like to do that.
And
also it will leave a, you know, imprint in our mind stream. So we if we do that, then, you know, next Saturday questions time, you know, you have a question that really makes sense, that, you know, you work hard on it, and then you bring the, you know, doubts or comments or whatever, it make really good sense. So otherwise, then, you know, I practice Lamrim, you know, maybe 10 times or whatever, and didn't put into practice, and then, you know, kind of, you know, spoil ourselves, and then, you know, then I kind of look down to the teachings that I have practiced for this time and, you know, gain nothing, and that kind of, you know, misconception happen.
Bena chu teso na chu gin ditu gumares. Maagi kuwa de maagi ditu gumares. Lare isonji, lare lamatsu.
So, if it is said that if we are really spoiled by the Dharma, then nothing can tame our mind. If the, you know, the container of the butter is not, you know, tamed by butter, so then that container cannot tame by anything.
Then Rabbatu Chute Chuyu Kutsangi Tele Laringi Jindi Madonna.
And especially, you know, if the spoiled mind, Dharma spoiled mind, you know, mind which is spoiled by Dharma, is not able to transform by Lamrim teaching, then, you know, nothing can able to tame that kind of mind, then it is like a fire in the water.
Yang pechi lepen chu do sing de na yi che jue mars. Chu gi do se de chu no lo lom bon ta mo bo de no lo kam bo ka cha res.
And also other thing is that we shouldn't be like a water stone. So the stone in the water stay there for many hundred of years, but when you break it, you know, it is totally dry inside.
Ngazonde
Penangan loni sir renga tsona re chang se re shenye den ka jen shenye ta chang bo re se ta ni ma do ro ton du sir den go sun den du re se ni ji hie me na de ni da go chi ro la de nge chira za le so jong ski me ngue ne si
so we listen to the Lam Rim almost for now 2 years and you know if somebody asks you know how to practice the reliance on the guru this topic then you know it's very important you know one of the most important practice and you don't have any further explanations then that would be the same like mentioned before the stone in the water
ko chulo chi tepa me ko chu yung bi ne chi ta chen do chi chen do na ko yang ko rong lang ga chi re ne chi ka ba de ma do mo ne do ne chula ji lingha yu su ge zhe ji ji de ba ji yu su na mo ne chu sing ge de nyang ne yi mo su ge da du shen ro ji he de le sa na
so you know if you try to you know try to check dharma you know or in a scientific way or whatever then that is a different thing you don't have any faith in it but you just wanna curious just wanna check that's all if we have really faith in dharma and you know faith in Buddha and the teaching then you know we should be a little bit more than you know like those you know that curious people So we read through the text. However, those who know how to bring all these explanations into practice seem barely to exist at all. Therefore, you should also create another concise presentation of what to sustain in meditation.
Suro thong je dhamma de cha me cha ne se jong chin de la nge pa ye ma ne kho ne ji se she pa nang shin se de ne la ma jang pa na ta ju me dhamma ji jong che wa la rin de jang pa na jang se la ga bi se jang ge kan la jang bi jong de da ge sho nga ma wo pa na ye nga ma sho nga ma wo na ye jeba ten lan be go ban do na ang sik ni se do be de zang le ma me so se jung su le lo do go ba xie sen do so do.
We read through the text again. Whether you understand that all of the scriptures are personal instructions follow only from whether you know this meditative process. Even those who have trained for a long time in the classic texts of the sutras and the mantra vehicles may, when meditating on the path, interpret texts in which they have trained to support misconception such as the one mentioned above. What need is there to mention those who have not trained in the scriptural collections. Therefore, there is a need to establish this in a more detailed manner. Nevertheless, fearing verbosity, I have not written more than just this. This concludes the explanation of the refutation of misconceptions concerning the method of sustaining meditation. So we have passed the time, you know, apologies for that. So we dedicate whatever, you know, merit we have accumulated this time by listening the teaching for the, you know, to have a, you know, a success practice in reliance on the authentic guru and never be apart from guru until we attain Buddhahood.
Oh, yeah.